Tanzil Rahman is the member for Fong Lim and chair of the Legal and Constitutional Affairs Committee. Tanzil, welcome to ABC Radio Darwin. I did put this question to the Chief Minister when she, the very first interview that we had after she came into power and the CLP had won. The Chief Minister said it is not a priority of the CLP government to look at voluntary assisted dying, and added she didn't think a majority of Territorians supported the idea. That is despite the fact that the independent government report was handed down last August finding exactly opposite that. Why are you running another report now, given the information that we've got?
Well, good morning, Adam. Thanks very much for having me on this morning.
I'll just get you to come a bit closer to the microphone.
Absolutely. So, I'm sorry about that. I'm the chair of the Legal and Constitutional Affairs Committee. Parliamentary committees don't get to generate their own work. They respond to matters that are referred to us. So the Attorney General has made a determination that an inquiry should be launched into the 2024 report on specific terms of reference. And ultimately, at the end of that process, if we think that there is a case for legislation to be made in respect of voluntary assisted dying, for us to provide some drafting instructions to move the issue forward. So it's not for me to determine whether we should be doing this, but how we do it and how we do it well.
One of the criticisms that the Chief Minister levelled at the previous report into voluntary assisted dying was that it just went up the spine of the Northern Territory. It hadn't spoken to people to the east or the west of the Stuart Highway. How will you be looking at speaking to more Territorians about this issue?
Well, with careful planning is the first thing. So the terms of reference that we've been provided are fairly broad and provide us with a lot of scope to be able to conduct a meaningful inquiry within a time-limited period of time. And in essence, we've been asked to, one, prepare a consultation paper, two, consult with communities, particularly those that are out in remote areas, and then three, to evaluate VAD models, four, to identify any specific NT challenges, and then five, if necessary, to recommend a legislative framework going forward. So what the Legal and Constitutional Affairs Committee has done now to date is start thinking sensibly about, within that time period, how we can cover the most ground to consult in those remote areas. And so that is the process that we are currently engaged in. We have met a couple of times already, and we have communicated with a lot of the key administrative stakeholders in remote areas to try and get them to help us design an inquiry that allows us to get off the Stuart Highway.
The former report was co-chaired by Senior Counsel Duncan McConnell and the former Administrator of the Northern Territory, Vicky O'Halloran. Duncan McConnell said in the survey they had the highest feedback they had ever received. That report obviously looked at different legislation across the country. Why spend time looking at that when that work has already been done? It sounds like you're doing something again that's already been done.
Well, not exactly. That, first of all, let me say that's a very exhaustive report that was conducted by those co-chairs. And because it's such a serious body of work, they are the first people that I wrote to on behalf of the Legal and Constitutional Affairs Committee to ask them to come and advise us at our next meeting about the scope of their inquiry, how they designed it, and to help us be guided in the right direction as well. So those are two of the very critical stakeholders in that area. We're not re-examining chapter and verse everything that has been done for the last 30 years. What this is doing is a final sweep of consultations, given the seriousness and gravity of the issue, in a range of places that haven't been covered as exhaustively. So, you know, our focus...
But how many people are we talking about here?
Well, I think probably quite a few. So, I mean, as it stands at the moment, as you will well know, this is a congested time of year with a lot of activity throughout the Northern Territory. The next couple of weeks will be taken over by budget estimates, and any public servant in this town, which is a lot of them, will know that the town stops to deal with that. And then during July, we all know there's an awful lot of dry season activity, the show circuits, all that kind of thing. So what we're doing at the moment is all of the sort of background work in producing a consultation paper, making sure that it's got the right parameters, making sure it's accessible in languages that are appropriate, and then that will be put out, and then we'll invite submissions, and then we will, in August, pretty much through the entire of August, be on the road collecting testimony and feedback from people out in remote areas. Now, exactly where we're going and exactly what that schedule will be is something that we're working through very carefully so that we can cover the maximum possible ground without actually going over old ground.
I've just got a text here at Tansil. Mm-hmm. The CLP and the Chief are out of touch with the Northern Territorians. VAD should be available to the Northern Territory population. It's not like they have to reinvent the wheel. That sentiment, I would feel, is in a lot of the community.
And I think it's a reasonable sentiment. I mean, it's a sentiment that's reasonable because this issue hasn't really progressed in the Northern Territory meaningfully for 30 years, right? Marshall Perrin brought a law to the Parliament as a private member 30 years ago. And since that time, no government, CLP or Labor for that matter, has sought fit to legislate in this area, nor has any private member sought fit to bring a bill back to the Parliament. And so what I'm doing now is trying to advance the issue on behalf of the Legal and Constitutional Affairs Committee at the behest of the Attorney General. And so what I think Territorians deserve is resolution in relation to this issue. Now, whether or not there is broad brush support for this or not will be tested by individual people over time now. And I suspect you'll find that there is a lot of community sentiment in support of this, but there are also people that have concerns and that, you know, it's worth hearing those out as well. But I will say that I think it's unique in our terms of reference that we're being asked to consider drafting instructions for model legislation. That's not something that happens regularly in parliamentary inquiries. And so that's an indication, I think, that the government recognises that it may be time for us to think about legislating in this space.
What's the timeline, though, for that? Like, just very briefly, this is what Steve-O had to say.
I don't want to be a burden, I don't want to make a mess, and I don't want to make a fuss. I just want a quick and clean end.
Yeah, a clean end. In 10 seconds or less, what's the time frame here?
Well, we've been asked to report back in September. It's a tight time frame to look at a lot of stuff, and we'll be doing our very best to stay in that time frame.
Tansil Rahman, member for Fonglim, thank you so much. We've